This podcast is sponsored by BBC History Magazine. Listen to the end of the podcast to learn more. Welcome back to Ye Olde Idiots. Today we'll be interviewing two people from the Essex Witch Trials of 1566 to 1588 with two very different stories. I would like to present to you the infamous Matthew Hopkins and the unfortunate Elizabeth Clarke. Thank you for joining the interview.
It is a pleasure. I've waited so very long to tell my stories.
Yes. I suppose it's a pleasure. Now can we get on with it?
Okay, first question. Can you tell us about Elizabeth's trial from both of your perspectives?
Well, from my perspective...
If I remember correctly, which I do, John Rivet informed me that she had cursed his beloved wife. So I, being the kind and lawful man I am, went to investigate with my trusted colleague John Stern, where he proceeded to interrogate her. Upon asking her questions, she summoned familiars, an imp, if I remember precisely. So as punishment, we hanged her.
That is not exactly true. Now, I do believe that when questioning me, you deprived me of sleep for 4 days and nights, not forgetting to mention that I was starved. I never cursed Mrs. Rivet, and that imp you swore so badly that you saw was a cat. Nothing but a stray.
Matthew, is there truth behind this accusation?
Are you truly going to favour a witch's word over mine?
Since you seemed so offended by that question, let's move on to the next subject. Who appointed you Witchfinder General, Matthew?
Well, I thought myself deserving of it, so I took on the responsibility immediately. I had punished many witches and had done a far better job than any others in my profession, so I saw no reason whatsoever not to.
You wretched man. You had no authority, no right. I thought you could stoop no lower than killing innocent women, but deceiving others to think that you had authority, 'tis barbaric.
Hey you, they were no innocent women. They were witches. They worshipped Satan. I was making the world a better place. If I hadn't have given myself that title, I wouldn't have succeeded to dispose of as many witches as I did. I'll tell you another thing.
Whoa. Let's keep this family friendly. Guys, we want to be paid this time. Moving on, I'd like to ask about Elizabeth. You mentioned earlier that Elizabeth had summoned familiars during her trial. Could you explain more on this?
Is this about the imp again? I told you, it was a cat.
No. Apparently there's more than one familiar.
Ah, yes. There were many. She had summoned a total of 11 familiars. Let's see. There was Germana, a white dog with sandy spots. Vinegar Tom, who was a dog with no legs. And the head of a cow.
If he had the head of a cow, he would not find it so easy to hold himself up. You're clearly lying.
I know what I saw. Where was I before I was rudely interrupted? Oh, yes. There was also News, who was a polecat with a large head. There were other imps as well. A white one and 3 brown imps. I seem to have forgotten the rest but one. Sake and Sugar, a demonic black rabbit.
That's quite the list. How did you find out their names?
The witch told me their names, of course.
I have never laid eyes upon these creatures in my life, let alone heard their names.
This woman is clearly clinically insane.
Since your conflicting opinions aren't getting us anywhere near to the truth, let's move on to our sponsor. With BBC History Magazine subscriptions, you can get new perspectives on Britain and its rich past. You can save up to 47% by using single payments. Thank you for joining us today, our lovely sponsors and our lovely guests. And I will see you everyone next time on Ye Olde Idiots. Bye-bye now.
I hope I'm getting paid for this.
Can I go home now?